I want you guys to meet a dear old friend of mine. Mm-hmm. The good old support shoe. Yes, it's those little shoes that they put on your feet when you break them. And if you follow me on Twitter, you probably have already found out. I have broken my foot again. I fell and broke it at about 10:30 on Sunday night. I went out to take my dog for his last potty break. And that's when I fell and my toe bent. She says backward, but really what it did is kind of, you know, like when you curl your finger, you know, when you curl your hands into a fist and you kind of curl your fingers inward towards your hand. So I call it an inward, but it bent all the way. And when it did, the top of my left big toe broke, and it was a diagonal break. It wasn't just a straight, this was a diagonal break. Anyway, I didn't know it was broken at the time, but I know that it hurt. And there's one thing about broken feet and people that are used to having those kind of injuries that you get very good at, and you get very good at spotting the signs. Rapid swelling and lots of pain. And the thing is, though, is my toe had swollen to about 3 times the size, but it did it very, very rapidly, more so than my other feet or my other injuries have been. Which is not fun. So for a while, I mean, some skin did peel on the front of my toe, and I thought perhaps because there was a wound, because the skin had peeled and had scraped, I had thought perhaps there was an infection, and that was why it was getting inflamed. But next morning, I was in a great deal of pain. That would be yesterday. And so I called a few people, couldn't get anyone. I called my aunt, and I said, you know, I can get a ride to the hospital if I have to, but do you think you could do me a favor and take Zappa for a few days? Because there's no way Jeremy can take care of Zappa. There's just no way. So my aunt came, and she actually took me to the hospital, and we were there for about 5 or 6 hours. We were there probably about 5 hours. We were there from like 12:30 to 5:30. And then we went and put my prescription at Walgreens, and they said that they would have it ready in about 30 minutes. So we went home. I fed Zappa. I gave Zappa to her. She took Zappa potty. And then we went and got the, she went and got the prescription. And then, when we did that, she dropped me back off at the house and went to the store and picked up a bunch of stuff to make sandwiches, like sandwich meat. And we had cheese, and she picked up rolls and chips. And so we actually had a nice kind of a sub-style sandwich, cold cuts. Anyway, so we had a really nice sandwich. And anyway, so after that, we were actually still eating dinner, so she left, and she took Zappa with her. And my husband and I, we cried when Zappa left, because that's the first time we've ever had to be seriously separated for a few days. So I've been calling and asking my aunt, how's my baby boy behaving? And she says he's behaving really well, and she's taking care of my cousin's little baby. She would technically be, I don't know if they call it a second cousin or what are, I'm not very good with genealogy and family terms, but what would the child of your cousin be? Would they be a second cousin? I know they wouldn't be a distant cousin, but I'm guessing a second cousin. And then if that second cousin has a child, it's a third cousin and so on. I'm not exactly sure, but anyway, she's a relative of mine. And they take care of her. My aunt, that's her grandbaby. So they take care of the baby. And Zappa is surprisingly very, very good. And they have a lab over there, too. And she told me, she goes, I worry more about Coco, how she is with the baby, than I do with Zappa. She says he's very, very good with the baby. And I think it's because he was raised in a house, his puppy raiser had like 6 siblings, I think. I mean, they had a ton of kids. They were born on this, in this house in the country in Pennsylvania. So he was a Pennsylvania dog and a lot of kids around. So he's probably kind of used to that. And so I asked him, I says, how has he been behaving? And I'm kind of like mama bear mode. You know, yesterday I was kind of dragging myself around the house. I actually had to, a maintenance man, I had to ask him to take Zappa out to park before my aunt showed up. And so, I mean, I've got some people kind of rallied around me, and my aunt's taking Zappa until Sunday. Because she has, you know, she's pretty busy herself. And also too, it's just a lot of hard work to take care of a dog, because they have a dog already to take care of. So they're letting me rest for a few days, and I'm just keeping my foot up. I'm relaxing. And I said, she goes, just rest, relax. And I said, I know, but as soon as I knew my doggy was going away, I went into mama bear mode, and I typed up instructions on commands and stuff. And then I started, like, you know, leaving your stuff with the babysitter. I packed his bag with some bowls, and, you know, he had his food bin all packed up, and, you know, I put a portable bowl, the water, I put some bones, some milk bones, and his Nyla bone, his Frisbee, a tie down. I mean, I put everything in that bag. I packed it all up for him, and that and the food. And she said that instead of taking the crate, because that would have been kind of a hassle to fold up and, you know, put up, unfold. And so what she did is she took his bed that he sleeps on at night, and she put the seats down so it looked like one big, large floor in the back. And she put his bed there, and he just curled up into the car, and he laid on his bed, and he slept the whole way. So he's doing good. He's getting all the spoils and the belly rubs, and they're taking him out for walks, and they're throwing the Frisbee in the backyard. So right now, Zappa's like, I'm on vacation, man. Screw you. So he's getting the VIP treatment. And I am here with my foot propped up on the ottoman. My foot in a hard shoe. So nice to see you again. Even though this shoe is a lot better, it's more cushioned and supported than the one I got in New Jersey. So, and I got to make an appointment. I'm waiting for a referral from my primary care doctor to go see an orthopedic specialist again. And how ironic that, you know, just after I got out of school with Zappa, it was in July of last year. In July, my orthopedic doctor wanted to do a follow-up appointment after I got home with Zappa, because he wanted to see how my foot was doing. So it was in kind of mid-July, and here we are a year later, and I may be going back to him again. Ugh, I am not happy. I can tell you that right now. You know, it's sad, you know, when you have to let your baby go for a while, but you know it's for their own good, because it would just create more stress in the house for Jeremy, and then I'd have to be calling people constantly, can you take him potty, can you take him potty, can you take him potty? But this time he's being well spoiled, and he's getting the VIP treatment, so I'm glad he's getting taken care of. So, yeah, guys, that's my update. Yep, live in my living room with my good old friend, a support shoe. Yes. Anyway, so guys, you take care, and I will talk to you soon. Just pray for me. Pray that my foot heals quicker this time. It's a bigger toe, so has more blood supply. So the bones will have more blood supply, so I'm hoping that this will heal a little bit faster. Anyway, it's the big bones that heal quicker. That's the interesting thing. Anyway, guys, take care, and I will talk to you all soon. Thank you for listening. Bye.